with Empire KVCR News, I'm Sharina Wad. It's 12:33. A new report finds that the Riverside-San Bernardino area has the fourth highest percentage of female business owners in large metropolitan areas across the country. KVCR's Benjamin Perper has the story.
The report comes from software company Volusion, who analyzed the latest employment data from the U.S. Census Bureau to identify the metropolitan areas that have the most female business owners. The Riverside-San Bernardino area has the fourth highest percentage of female business owners among large metropolitan areas at 35%. However, the area was 38th highest in median earnings of all female business owners at about $35,000. The full report is available at volusion.com. Benjamin Perper, Empire KVCR News.
Federal officials announced Tuesday that UC Riverside and three other universities will receive federal funds to find alternatives to animal testing. Here again is KVCR's Benjamin Perper.
UC Riverside will receive about $850,000 in federal grant funds for research aimed at finding alternatives to using animals for testing chemicals. The total grant is $4.25 million going to four universities: UC Riverside, Johns Hopkins, Oregon State, and Vanderbilt. It's part of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's directive to prioritize efforts to reduce animal testing, which was announced Tuesday by EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler. The directive aims to aggressively pursue a reduction in animal testing that includes ending all mammal study requests and funding by 2035. According to the EPA, UC Riverside's grant is to conduct research that examines the effectiveness of using human cells to measure the effects of some chemicals and pollutants on people. Benjamin Perper, Empire KVCR News.
The eastbound 60 freeway between Ontario and Riverside will be shut down again this weekend, and one more time next weekend for resurfacing work that will shift to the westbound side of the freeway at the end of the month, requiring additional weekend-long closures. The first overnight closure of the westbound 60 is scheduled September 27th and will also begin at 10 p.m., then end at 5 a.m. on September 30th. Officials said the westbound closures will continue over the ensuing 7 weekends ending November 18th. However, work will be suspended for Veterans Day weekend, as it was paused for Labor Day weekend travel on the eastbound side. Caltrans' objective is to have all the freeway closures finished by Thanksgiving. California is poised to enact a sweeping law that will require many companies to reclassify their contract workers as employees. As Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler reports, the bill passed its final vote Wednesday and now heads to Governor Gavin Newsom, who said he'll sign it.
The end-of-session deadline to amend bills expired Tuesday night, so the suspense was largely gone by the time Democratic Assemblywoman Lorena Gonzalez brought her bill up for final approval. But the debate was no less passionate. Gonzalez said it's a compromise because it exempts certain industries like doctors, accountants, and hairstylists while letting a million independent contractors get the wages and benefits they deserve.
You're not flexible when you really have no flexibility. When you have to take a side job, or a third gig, or a fourth gig, that's not flexibility. That's feudalism.
Republican Assemblyman Jay Obernolte says the bill disempowers contract workers, such as truckers and Uber drivers, who will likely be classified as employees.
What happened to us? California used to be a place where the entrepreneurial spirit was nurtured. I fear that if this is the thinking of the legislature, and this is the thinking of our governor, I really fear for the future of our state.
After the vote, Uber said it and Lyft are open to investing more than the $60 million they've already pledged to a 2020 ballot measure that would create a new worker class between employee and contractor. Many lawmakers, including the author, promised to keep working on the issue next year. In the meantime, Uber says it will continue to treat its drivers as contractors unless the courts say otherwise. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
And I'm Sharina Wad with Empire KVCR News.